الله عليه وسلم صلى الله عليه وسلم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you must have seen the beauty of the world and visited some places and even some countries, or you would have read about some religious or political or historical figures who have been in the world. Maybe you would have read the legends of the world perhaps. Today we will discuss something different and too exclusive, apart from the mortal beauty of the world. The unmatched personality, full of luminosity, the role model and the most ideal character for the whole mankind. Peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind. Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal. The seal upon the prophethood sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And is therefore the only beacon light for the humanity, by virtue of whose light and beauty Allah Azza wa Jal not only created the mortal beauty of this world, but all the worlds came into existence through the medium of such exalted and glorious personality. Let's look at the description of our Rasul and his dazzling beauty. And for some, this would be the first time you hear what our Prophet looked like. Sayyidatuna Umme Mawad radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, Ra'aytu rajulan zahiral wada'a. I saw a man of a striking appearance. Ablajal wajhi, hasanal khuluq, radiant face, beautifully created. Lam ta'ibhu fujla, his belly was not protruding. Walam tuzri bihi sa'la, nor was his head disproportionate and small. Wasimun qasimun, proportionate and delicate, finely made, a specimen of a creation. Fi aynayhi da'ajun, in his eyes there was a contrast. The dark was immensely dark. The white was excessively white. Subhanallah. وَفِي أَشْفَارِهِ وَطَفٌ, and his eyelashes were long. وَفِي صَوْتِهِ صَحْلٌ, and in his voice was a natural echo. وَفِي عُنُكِهِ صَطَعٌ, and his neck was elegantly long. وَفِي لِحْيَتِهِ كَثَافَ, his beard was full and thick. Azajju akran, his eyebrow were arched, but they were not joined. It was separated. In samatafa alayhi al-waqar, when he was silent, dignity covered him. Wa in takallama sama wa alahu al-baha, when he spoke, it was audible and clear. Always commanding and overtaking. Ajmalun nasi wa abha'un min ba'id, from afar, the most striking and outstanding in appearance. Wa ahsanahu wa ahlahu min qareeb, and when he came near, the best of them and the most handsome of them in closeness. Hulwul mantik, such an exalted and sweet level of logic. Like when he used to speak, it was so comprehensibly logical, and it was smooth and easy to understand. Faslun la nadrun wala hazar, he was to the point, not excessive nor too short. Ka anna mantika kharazatu nazmin yatahaddar, his logic, his utterance, his words were like jewels coming out of a necklace, calculated, polished, one after the other, it would flow marvelously. رَبَعَةٌ لَا تَشْلَوْهُ مِنْ طُولٍ وَلَا تَقْطَحِمُهُ عَيْنٌ مِنْ قِصَرٍ, he was medium in height. Your eye didn't have to strain to look up at him, not it was tedious to look down at him. لَهُ رُفَقَا يُحَفُّونَ بِهِ. He had friends. The people that were with him, they were working around him to try to serve and protect him. إِذَا قَالَ اِسْتَمَعُوا لِقَوْلِهِ. When he used to say something, they used to listen to what he used to say. وَإِذَا أَمَرَ تَبَادَرُوا إِلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ. When he commanded, they used to compete to fulfill the command. صلو على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, in desert, whenever there is a full moon night, try to understand, the moon is an awesome sight. It's smooth, it's radiant, it's clear, it's gentle compared to the scorching sun. So the moon was the embodiment of beauty. Hazrat Jabir bin Samura radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I came out of the full moon night and I looked at the moon and I saw it's beautiful, it's handsome. Let me see if that is more beautiful. Oh, the Prophet is more beautiful. I went and saw him standing afar. So I looked at him, looked at his face, and I looked at the moon. I looked at his face, and I looked at the moon. And he says, Wallahi, he was more handsome than the moon in its entireness. Subhanallah. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, I was sewing with the needle. My needle dropped in the darkness. I couldn't find it. I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I can't find it. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came closer to me. And I swear out of the radiance of his face, I found my needle. My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was impressively handsome, but his handsomeness was covered in dignity, majesty, and reverences. The Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan say, when we used to sit at his feet, two feelings conflicting would come on the heart. The first, when you wanted to look at him, you wanted to behold the majesty of his face, and when you wanted to look up, shyness used to overtake you. So you used to look down. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I sat with him many times, but if you ask me to describe his face, I can't describe it. I would not be able to look up to him out of his majesty and reverence, and I could not look up at him. That's just the look of our Prophet, our Messenger, our Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So